This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and the partisan battle over the next Supreme Court nominee is already playing into Senate races in states where Republicans are seen as vulnerable, places like Illinois and Wisconsin and New Hampshire. But there are surprising developments in Iowa, where Senate Judiciary Chair Chuck Grassley is up for re-election himself. Now, Grassley has lined up with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and pledged to block any Supreme Court nominee President Obama should send their way, from even getting a hearing. Here was Grassley at the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday.
We're not going to drop any nominee into an election year cauldron, and I'm certainly not going to let it happen to the good people of Iowa.
Now, Democrats are trying to use the politics of this standoff to their advantage as they try to retake the Senate in 2016, of course. But now there are signs that the usually very popular Chuck Grassley is going to have a fight on his hands himself back in Iowa. 1 week ago, the former Iowa Lieutenant Governor Patty Judge announced she is throwing in to challenge Grassley in November, and she's got the national backing of the Democratic Party behind her. With me now to discuss how all of this is affecting Grassley's chances in Iowa, Jason Noble. He's a political reporter with the Des Moines Register. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
So what are the signs that Chuck Grassley might really have a real fight on his hands this year?
Well, I don't know if we've seen the data yet that truly sort of shows that he is vulnerable. But Democrats are certainly seeing an opening here with the Supreme Court fight and just how central Grassley is to it. Like you said in the intro, Patty Judge, very kind of late in this process, has jumped into this race and looks like she's going to have strong backing from the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee and kind of the D.C. campaign establishment.
I mean, Chuck Grassley is one of the biggest political names anywhere, but Patty Judge is well known too?
Yeah, this definitely sets up a much bigger battle in the state of Iowa. Chuck Grassley, for decades, has been the most popular politician in the state of Iowa, highly respected not only by Republicans but also independents. And you probably get a lot of Democrats that grudgingly tell you that they like the job he's doing too. But Patty Judge has run and won three times on the statewide ticket. She's certainly a known quantity to Iowa voters in a way that the other challengers on the Democratic side who had stepped up against Grassley just aren't at this point.
So Grassley's got 36 years in the Senate, and that's usually enough to make somebody invulnerable. Is that the case in Iowa, or is he vulnerable on the grounds that a lot of other people are vulnerable? It's an anti-incumbent year shaping up.
I don't think so. He kind of embodies Iowa political values, or he has for a long time. And so it's going to take something really seismic to change that with him. I talked to Patty Judge a week ago. She said the two things that kind of went into the calculation here were the Supreme Court controversy and the potential for Donald Trump at the top of the Republican ticket.
And what kind of press, though, is Chuck Grassley getting from the editorial boards and from the news outlets in Iowa about this political standoff over the Supreme Court?
It's been very critical, probably in a way that he has not experienced in a long time, if ever. Editorial boards have been pining on this, saying that he needs to give a nominee a hearing, criticizing his handling of it. And of course, the Democratic Party here in the state has been broadcasting those opinions far and wide as much as they can.
And in terms of Patty Judge, sometimes these challenges to popular incumbents are kind of vanity runs. Do we know whether Democrats are going to pour serious money and serious resources behind her?
We have every indication at this point that she is going to have a lot of support from what I guess you would call kind of the national campaign establishment. The question is, though, whether the grassroots are going to be behind her. There is a state senator here who's been in this race for over a year, who's got a lot of support. There may be a little friction here between the guy who decided to make a run at Chuck Grassley when it was hard and Patty Judge, former lieutenant governor, who's going to have all this backing from Washington trying to take him on at this late date. And there's a primary in June.
Jason Noble, political reporter for the Des Moines Register. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Todd.